Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And something very funny happened yesterday in Russia. If you can imagine, there's not a lot in Russia these days or any days that could be described as funny, but you know, they had that pompous victory parade over the Nazis from 1945. Really what it was the Russians colluded with the Nazis, entered into a non-aggression pact with Hitler, Stalin did, so that he could kill a lot of people in Eastern Europe, take over Poland. Then when Germany turned on Russia, Russia suddenly got very pious and came to us on bended knee going, please save us, please save us. And we saved them. And now they're celebrating as their victory over the Nazis, whatever. If they had stayed on a course of being a civilized country, fine. But they themselves are the new Nazis reverting to their Nazi inclinations going back to 1940. Well, hackers hacked in to Russian media and they replaced the Russian TV schedule on the big Victory Day parade with anti-war messages saying that the blood of Ukrainians are on Russians' hands. So, you know, you'd sit at in your apartment in Moscow, in Moskva, in St. Petersburg, in Siberia, anywhere in Russia, and it's sort of like, okay, this is like our 4th of July, I'm going to turn on the parade. And they turn on the Russian TV schedule, and there it says, the blood of Ukrainians are on Russians' hands, stop the war. This is a unjust war killing civilians all over Russia. God bless them. Good for them. Good for the hackers that did it. You know, I was speaking at, there was an event here in Milwaukee last week where a woman who has relatives in Ukraine, born in Ukraine, had emigrated here for school and stayed here prior to the invasion. So, you know, the best she can do is call home to her relatives and try to get them whatever help she can. And I asked her, because she'd spent time in Russia. I mean, some more than 11 million people in Russia have relatives in Ukraine. And they go to Russia all the time. They have a border with Russia, at least up till now they used to. Well, I said to her, you know, I've heard that the Russian media has a lock on everybody's attention. They can't get any other media. And she said, look, almost everybody in Russia knows what's going on. They have these VPNs, these virtual private networks. They have ways of tapping in, just like during the Khrushchev era and the Brezhnev and Gosygin, all back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they used shortwave radio. They said, we can get these stations. They can get these stations. They know what's going on. So they go on for the schedule for the so-called victory parade, and all they see is, quote, the blood of Ukrainians are on Russians' hands, stop the war, anti-war messages. I think the people there know what's going on. Many people have sought advice on how they can, or their sons cannot be drafted or can avoid a draft. They don't want to go down there. They don't want to go down to Ukraine. Here's a very sad, pathetic thing about them. Some jets that were shot down, recovered by the Ukrainians, had just old-fashioned GPS systems taped to the cockpit, taped to the dashboard, because their navigation systems are defective. The drones that are shot down, some of them had duct tape. Some of them Some of their vehicles have had soda bottle caps duct taped around as kind of a fuel in the fuel tank. They have found bandages abandoned in the field that are 50 years old. You don't want to use a bandage that's 50 years old. You know, Putin sent these people down having stolen 80% of the wealth, 80, he and the oligarchs, well over $1 trillion, with fake invoices on the military. You know, they're going to buy bandages, they're going to buy new drones, they're going to buy navigation systems. The money just goes into Putin's account, the oligarch's account, and instead of getting 100 systems, they'll get 10, you know, that kind of thing. And these people know it. They're demoralized. A lot of the soldiers that go down immediately surrender. They sabotage their own tanks so they don't have to go into combat. Many of them are, they're so demoralized, they're either disobeying orders or kind of slow rolling it. You know, they'll say, okay, attack that hill. And they, okay, well, we got to study it. They found some vehicles, Russian vehicles that have been blown up that had maps in them of Ukraine from the 1980s. These maps are over 40 years old. Their people are just getting killed, mincemeat down there. And what? Here's what Putin's really doing. Here's what Putin's really doing. And Europe is catching on to it. In Poland, on the May 9th celebration, because they have it in Eastern Europe too. They have it in Eastern Europe too, when the Nazis finally surrendered. The Russian ambassador, now he's a Russian ambassador to Poland. So he's from Russia, he's their ambassador to Poland. So he has some flowers, he's walking up to lay it on some. A guy comes out and throws a bucket of red paint over him, so symbolizing blood. So there's a picture of the guy, you should Google this. Picture of the guy covered, looks like he's covered in blood, standing there, no one cares, they all laugh at him. Well, what's going on is, if you think of a map of Ukraine and a map of the Black Sea, the Ruskies went in and they took Crimea, which was part of Ukraine back in 2014, that's 8 years ago, and they immediately got blackballed and sanctioned and thrown out of the G8, so now it's the G7, and they're treated like pariahs, they're treated like outcasts. But they lay in the weeds for 8 years. Now they've attacked again. And what are they doing? What they're really doing is trying to cut Ukraine off from their Black Sea ports, because Crimea has a port. Then they're skipping over to Mariupol. They bombed that. They bombed over 90% of the buildings are destroyed. There are a couple of thousand very brave Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant. The initial word had been that all the civilians were just gotten out. Well, it turns out there are 100 more of them. And what I don't understand is that why there isn't incessant bombing of the Ruskies. Any Ruskie who's bombing Mariupol, you know, they're doing it either from the sea or from the land. If it's in Ukraine, bomb them. But if it's over into the Russian border, Mariupol is very close to the Russian border, bomb them there. Bomb them there, step it up. But in any event, they hope that when Mariupol falls, these are the Ruskies, then they go along the Black Sea coast to Odessa, and they've started to pound that, put missiles into it. And if they take Odessa, then they go east, strike that west till they get to Moldova. And they've already carved out a little slice of Moldova called Transnistria, which they claim there's some Russian speakers there. So they'd have the whole Black Sea coast of Ukraine and Moldova. And what's that going to get them? They're a worthless navy. They can be sunk by a couple of guys from a flatbed truck on shore. Their flagship was not a lot bigger than a salvage ship in the American Navy. They're only aircraft carriers in dry dock because they can't afford to repair it and they don't have the expertise. They're worthless. They're a joke. They're killing all these civilians so they can go, well, we have, and the Black Sea. The Black Sea is landlocked. To get into the Black Sea, you have to go through the Dardanelles and the Bosporus Straits. You have to go from the Mediterranean. And What are they going to do? What they're doing is trying to strangle Ukraine so it can't ship wheat. It can't ship food to Africa. Half of Africa is going to come close to starvation as a result of this. And the UN has said, for God's sake, at least open the ports, let Ukraine ship its wheat. Its farmers are unbelievable. They have bulletproof vests, they have guns, and then they still till the fields. These are tough, some tough farmers. Remind me of our guys at Lexington and Concord back in 1776. These are some very tough cookies. But you got to open those ports, and the Ruskies are bombing them. Somebody's got to bomb the Ruskies. And somebody called in yesterday, and I want to reconsider something I said. They said, well, why don't we just bomb Russia? And I said, well, you know, we are bombing Russia. When I say we, I mean the Ukrainians with our assistance. Military targets close to Ukraine. But it does occur to me, why is Mariupol and why are Kyiv, Odessa, Lviv being bombed and Moscow's not being bombed? St. Petersburg isn't being bombed. There are explosions and fires in some places. Why isn't Putin's location being bombed? Enough's enough. This is a genocide. They're genocidal sadists, and they're going to end up starving half of Africa and a bunch of the Middle East and a bunch of Asia. Enough's enough. These sadists have got to be stopped. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.